County Senior Service Center Director Jamie Ramsey. Appreciate her being here and working on that kitchen still, it sounds like. Kind of filled us in maybe an update.
Well, we did the first part, which may turn out to be the easiest part, and that is to raise the money. And the city said they would put in $125,000 of community development block grant funds. And we needed to raise $153,000. And thanks to three wonderful community projects, we got there. The Goldstein Foundation, the Pine Foundation, and the Flint Hills Foundation for Older Americans all made up that $153,000. So then it goes back to the city to begin that process. And so I might say that we serve as a host program, the host site for the meal program. We don't actually operate it. The area agency does. And all the equipment at this point is theirs. But as money gets tight and they have 18 counties, it was really not in their budget to replace. Or upgrade, because I kind of think that stove is original and that's not pretty. So we're ready to go. The question then will be, how do we juggle feeding folks while that remodeling is going on? It can't happen at the senior center. So we're looking at churches, you know, maybe sororities, any place that would have a commercial kitchen that we could use. And then we can jump those hoops. But the most important thing, I think, for us is that the home-delivered folks get their meal. Not only is the nutrition essential, but it's a companionship. Many times that's the only person that they see during the day. Excuse me. The people on site, they can skip a meal if things don't kind of work out. So we're really going to try and push for having continuous home-delivered meals. That's our goal. And then we'll work in everything else.
And would you need like a permanent location? Or, I mean, not permanent, but I mean, could you go around to different churches? I'm just throwing that out.
I think probably for our staff, it would be easier to be one place for 2 to 3 months. And that's hoping that they don't find anything, you know, that'll just go smooth. Because all they're doing is taking everything out, redoing the plumbing, electricity, and putting every new stuff back. I say that. I have no construction experience. Excuse me. So that's coming up. So that really is the goal of the center this year, is to get that done, get it smoothly done, and get back to what we need to do. I do want to remind people that the AARP tax counselors are at the center until mid-April, and they will do primarily simple returns for folks free. All you have to do is just call the center and make an appointment. They probably, I'm thinking they've got at least 7 or 8 counselors that they'll run through. And so last year they served 600 people. So it really
I've had them on periodically. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I've had them on this year, but I know they usually will come on and remind us that they're out there and available mm-hmm. for folks. So
they just have to call the center, 537-4040, and get an appointment.
And then everything coins. What's with that? That sounds interesting.
You know, some of our best programs come from our folks, our participants. And Guy Coffey said he wanted to do a program about coins and coin collecting. And evidently he's part of this Manhattan Coin Club. So he's going to come down on Tuesday, February 21st at 10:30. He's going to bring, I'm sure, some of his coins and then invite people to come in who have an interest in it or who are collecting to kind of talk about that. So we're excited about that. Looking forward in March, this is the second year we will do our St. Patrick Day breakfast. Green waffles and Irish coffee.
Green waffles. Yummy.
And they did like it. I was surprised. So
it beats green eggs, I guess.
It really does. So we're doing that on Friday, March 17th. We have been really fortunate to have Sherry Graham. She's a local artist. Come and lead a couple of art classes for us. And the folks didn't want that to end. So she said, why don't you just bring your project, whatever you're working on, doesn't matter. Watercolor, acrylics, bring it in, and then we'll work together for a couple of hours. If you need some help, I can be a coach, I can be an instructor. So we're really excited about that, because again, that brings a different avenue. Not only do we don't often have someone of Sherry's expertise to kind of help our folks through. Drum circle.
Though that I've done a little bit of drumming myself. It's kind of therapeutic. It is
exactly therapeutic, unless you don't like that. But this is the second time we have a graduate student who'll come and lead the drum circle. And for some folks, you're exactly right. It is therapeutic. We have some folks who perhaps have some issues with communication. And it is a wonderful way for them to kind of express that.
And there's no right or wrong. I mean, you kind of get into a rhythm. And the few that I participated in, I went to one in Asheville, North Carolina that was just tremendous, where they got together at the city square, and it was a lot of fun. But there's definitely, I mean, it just kind of gets you moving together, and it is an interesting experience.
It does. It's absolutely wonderful. Card players aren't always that excited about it. But we're going to do this on Friday, March 10th and the 17th at 10:30.
10:30 in the morning. That sounds
That'll
good.
Wake them up.
No kidding. And then I guess, you know, some other events in March. I can't believe we're almost to March.
I know that. I'm going to be further behind than I thought. We had a local architect, Cameron Tross, come and say he was involved in a program to kind of do home modification for veterans, maybe due to disabilities, so that they could kind of age in place in their home. And he's one of several architects in town that are helping with that. And he's going to come talk about that on Thursday, March 23rd at 10 a.m. And I think it'll be a wonderful opportunity for veterans to learn about if they need to widen the bathroom door, if they need to do something with the kitchen, so they can stay in their homes. So we're looking forward to that.
Dancing.
We started out in, in February doing Latin moves. And they said, you know, we want to learn more about ballroom dance. You don't need a partner. Just come and dance. And that's going to be every Tuesday in March at 12:45.
Linda McClung, I see, is on there.
Yes.
She's a good singing friend of mine.
Absolutely. So. And Don Zier, and then Don and Nadine Jones, who are in there. That's a dance club that they're in together. And so we're excited about that.
Very good. And you're known for your tours. You continue to do tours throughout the – what's better time than spring, though?
Absolutely.
We're almost there.
And
feels like it.
Yes. So we are having a tour in March at Rocky Ford School, and Cheryl Collins always does a wonderful job. So we're going to meet there, and she's going to talk about that school, which dates back to 1903. So if you're interested in that, give us a call. We don't start signing up for March programs until whatever that first day, working day in March is.
March 1st, probably.
Is it March
1st?
Yeah,
that would be on a Wednesday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That way, so everybody has a chance to get in. Because some of these are restricted in terms of numbers. So that's where we're going. And, of course, we've kind of had a lull from fundraising. And so we're going to start in April with fabric sale.
And that's pretty popular, isn't it?
It is very popular. And it always amazes me how much money we raise doing a dollar yard. I mean, we've gone over $1,000, and that's a lot of fabric. But we have lots of folks who quilt and sew a lot, always keep fabric in reserve. They'll see something and say, oh, I think I'm going to get that. Well, then they donate their stuff, and then they come back and buy some more. So it really is such a nice way to recycle that fabric. So we wanted to let our sewers and quilters know, so they could start going through their closets, getting ready. We won't accept that until the 1st of April because of just sheer storage space for us.
So donations you're asking for pretty much.
Yeah, so we ask for donations, and then we'll go one day and
people come in then, go the other direction, they purchase it.
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely.
Well, anything else we want to highlight? And I imagine with this great weather, I don't know if your folks are getting antsy to get out and about a little bit, but just, you know, how things otherwise are going at the center right now.
You know, they're wanting to you know, to get out, we're kind of thinking about what kind of exercise programs can we do that might incorporate being outside. Last fall, we had folks meeting up at the park, and we just walk around because many folks don't want to walk by themselves. So I think as soon as we're pretty sure it's going to stay nice, probably in April, we'll start our walking in the park.
Well, and good luck on the kitchen. Again, you're looking for a place. I mean, if there's someone out there that thinks, hey, I have an idea, and you're looking for a place,
absolutely,
a commercial-type
absolutely.
Kitchen that you could use for a few
and
months.
And we'll make it as easy as possible, so again, we're excited about when it's all done, it'll be wonderful.
That's the way it always is. Remodeling projects can be a real pain in the neck sometimes. We'll appreciate you stopping by
today.
Thank
you so much.
And again, Jamie Ramsey with us today, Director, Riley County Senior Service Center. We'll take a break when we come back. Ann White will be in to talk about Equifest and, of course, some local involvement with that, too. So looking forward to talking to Ann, 537-1350. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
KMAN Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27 holes of